Okay, so we're going to be continuing on with the Amazon Keyword Optimization series here on the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. And last week, we did kind of a general overview when it came to Amazon Keyword Optimization, how it helps out in getting more discoverability of your titles. So we're going to go a little bit more granular when it comes to how to leverage KDP metadata. Not really sure what I'm talking about, but you want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, episode number 84. 84 weeks strong. My Lord, how has the time gone by so fast? I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about one of my favorite things in self-publishing, the thing that I obsess over just constantly. And you know something? You know somebody else that knows I obsess over it? Fiverr. Have you heard of Fiverr? Well, let me go ahead and tell you just a little bit about Fiverr. This is the second time they've actually been the exclusive sponsors here of the channel, and they're the original OGs of sponsoring me. So it's awesome to have them back on board for the month of December here. Today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by Fiverr. Get all your self-publishing needs fulfilled through the Book Publishing Services Store. Between writing, editing, cover design, interior formatting, marketing, and beyond, Fiverr has everything you could possibly need. Simply visit daleinks.com/Fiverr today to try them out for yourself. I've done a number of videos over on YouTube about some of their services, including book cover design, editing and proofreading, interior formatting, oh, just about everything. But going into the month of December, oh, I've got some big stuff for you guys. I got some big stuff. We're going to be going back. We're going to be hiring 10 new cover designers. We're going to, and we're talking brand new cover designers, never designed a cover before. We're going to be ordering some of their marketing and promotional services. Easy for me to say. I just get so excited about it. There's going to be 6 new videos about Fiverr, and you're going to be able to see a lot about what we're going to be doing and a very special new pilot episode of a show I'm rolling out called Book Rescue. It's going to be showcasing some indie authors that really need a little bit of a boost, and I'm going to be doing that more on a monthly basis, and thanks in large part to Fiverr. Again, visit dellinks.com/Fiverr today. All right, let's get right on into it. When it comes to publishing your book, you can't just simply publish and pray for the best, because quite frankly, it's a horrible, horrible business plan. But before you ever consider doing any marketing or promotion, you've got to get all of the smaller things, all of the things dialed in on your metadata. Now you're probably saying, okay, what's metadata? Or maybe you know what metadata is. Just pretend like you don't so you can actually humor me for just a second here. Metadata is all of the stuff that describes your title, okay, your publication. It'll be the title, it's the subtitle, it's the series name, it's your author name, it's your ISBN, it's your book description, it's how many pages your book is, it's the content, it's the categories, it's the keywords, which we're going to be hanging our hat on today, talking about those keywords. Keywords are the bridge built between you or your product with your ideal reader. Without those keywords, your reader, your ideal reader, won't find your content. But it's not as simple as just taking any old keyword and slapping it up over onto your publication, because otherwise everybody would be independently wealthy and super rich authors. It just doesn't work that way, because we have got to work with the Amazon algorithm when publishing through Kindle Direct Publishing. The algorithm is a simply putting it like this. It's a formula. Mathematical formula that's put together and trying to predict user behavior for the best outcome. Amazon is in the business of serving customers and making money. The more they can serve the customer, make the customer happy, the more Amazon's going to be able to profit and stay within the business. And they can't begin to do that if they just allow anyone to use any old keyword and profit hand and fist. They want to make sure that it's a good customer experience. And how do they make sure that's good? Through what's called relevance. What drives relevance for keywords? Well, sales, quite frankly. There's a few other smaller metrics. I mean, for instance, like reviews, social shares, engagement, things like that. I'll tell you a little bit more about the end where I can cover that just a little bit more in depth. But for right now, sales is the king. If you can get sales, you build relevance for a certain set of keywords in the Amazon algorithm. That's what's the most important. Now, there are five key areas to leverage in your KDP metadata. And a couple of these, a lot of people aren't very aware of. And one of them, some people are just completely misled. We've got a couple would-be experts out there. They're just spouting a bunch of just theories and such like that without any really knowing exactly how the Amazon algorithm is. So let's start it out. Five key areas. We're going to start out title, subtitle, series name. This is prime real estate. For nonfiction authors, it's a slam dunk win. Being able to utilize a keyword within your title, subtitle, or series name greatly increases your odds of being pulled up in first page search and being relevant for your given set of keywords. Fiction titles, it's a little harder. It doesn't make as much sense for you to, for instance, name the title of your Werebear Shapeshifter book, Werebear Shapeshifter. It probably doesn't make sense. Maybe you can throw it in your subtitle. That could probably work. But you're most likely going to be calling like something like that, like, I don't know, Taken by the Werebear or something like that. Could be something random. But either way, you can see that by using the title, subtitle, and series name as a keyword spot, it greatly increases your odds of being relevant for that. Now, again, sales is going to make you even more relevant. So simply putting your keyword within the title and the subtitle, the series name, is not a surefire slam dunk victory. And with that said, all these things from this point on, just assume sales is going to make you more relevant on that. Next one's going to be the book description. Now, this is the part of contention. A lot of people are misled on this particular area. And I see a lot of these no content, low content millionaires that are going about saying book descriptions are not indexed. That is a load of BS. All right. Going to keep this family friendly here because Amazon indexes their content. Just because you can't pull your book description or your title up based on some random keyword you placed inside your book description does not mean it's not indexed. Believe it or not, Dave Chesson actually covered this a little bit, and I think it's either on his website or through his YouTube channel, to where the actual keywords that are placed within a book description are actually in a cloud-based system. It's not going to be anything that's public-facing. And more importantly, the relevance is going to be built behind the scenes. So where you have these folks that are like, you can't be able to put your keywords inside, it does not. Yes, it does. And it also makes you discoverable through a larger search engine called Google. So try to get your keywords organically worked within your book description. You notice I said organically. I see too many people trying to shoehorn in as many keywords as they possibly can. Look, one finger pointed forward, three pointed back at me, because when I first began in this business, you'll see even some of my older titles where I shoehorned as much keywords as I could into there. The problem is when you're starting to program or build out specific copy, trying to cater to an algorithm, it's going to come off as stilted and somewhat unprofessional. Can you imagine as a reader, someone coming in here and just seeing what this keyword, what, like, they won't know it's a keyword. They won't even know it's a keyword. They're going to go look in there and they're going to see there's 10 keywords that are thrown together in a paragraph with a bunch of commas separating it. It's a bunch of jibber jab. What's going on? Is this page messed up? Do I have a virus? No. But there's some ding dong out there that's messing up their own product description. If they would realize you don't want to specifically cater to an algorithm, you're catering to a potential buyer. It's better to get your ad copy dialed in and use a few keywords than to use a ton of keywords inside your book description, aka your ad copy, and potentially lose someone. Just remember that. You're going to get better conversion of sales if you have a better ad copy with a few keywords versus horrible ad copy with a ton of keywords. What's the use of being discoverable if you can't be able to sell or entice someone to buy your book? Again, build relevance on those given keywords through sales. All right, here's the prime real estate a lot of people focus on. Even though it's the title, subtitle, the series name, we already got that out the way, but a lot of people perceive the seven keywords as the holy grail, all right, the golden chalice. If we just get all the keywords dialed in on these seven keyword slots, we're going to be selling books hand and fist. Yeah, all right. No, come on, calm down. The seven keyword slots are pretty important because it's another way to tell the Amazon algorithm what your book is best described as. Those seven keyword slots, you can have upwards of 50 characters per slot. By the way, that includes any spaces and any kind of punctuation. Don't put punctuation, waste of spots, waste of characters. Next week, I'm going to do a deep dive into the seven keyword slots. So instead of me bloviating about it today, what I will say is with the seven keyword slots is don't repeat anything that is already in your title, subtitle, or series name. Meaning that, for instance, if your subtitle is a Werebear Shapeshifter Romance Short Story, it's inside your subtitle. You don't need to put Werebear Shapeshifter Romance inside any of your seven keyword slots. No sense wasting it. You could probably go into, I don't know, Paranormal Romance Short Story. Something that's going to be a different derivative of Werebear Shapeshifter Romance. The same thing could be, say, for any type of self-help books. Maybe you're doing something on how to overcome anxiety. Let's say that's your subtitle. No sense putting that inside your seven keyword slots. It's redundant. Find other ways to describe your book. And if you can't find at least seven different ways to describe your book, then chances are very likely you don't have a good understanding of what your content is or who your reader is and their pain point is. If you find yourself stuck and you're like, oh, I only got one and I keep repeating in each one of the spots, take a step back. Have somebody else read your book. Tell them what they think. Have them tell you what they think. You shouldn't tell them what you think. Have them tell you what they think, how to describe it. And then you could be able to load up those seven keyword slots. This next one here, number four, Amazon Author Central. Oh my goodness. Everybody's all lit up. And yes, I will be covering this on my YouTube channel in due time, a lot more in depth. But the new Amazon Author Central just launched. And I've had beta access to it for the better part of about 2 to 3 years, I'd say. And it's just so awesome. It's beautiful. Chef's kiss on it. I love it. And it's about time that they rolled that out because there's so much. It's got a better user interface. Everything about it's better. But not many people realize that you can actually get better keyword optimization by leveraging Amazon Author Central for your titles. If you do not have a profile set up through Amazon Author Central, highly recommend you do it today. Just go ahead and Google it up. I don't need to give you a link. Come on. You know how to find it. So get Amazon Author Central set up. The very first task you're going to need to do is you're going to need to set up an author profile. In that author profile, you'll be able to claim any of the books underneath your author name. This is a way to index your titles again in another spot. Pretty cool, right? Double down on any relevant keywords for you as an author and for the books that you've published inside your author bio. So we'll say, again, we're going to go back to the well on this one. You're a Werebear Shapeshifter Romance author. Make sure you put it in there. Ever since Dale was 10 years old, he's loved paranormal romance books, and now he is tickled to death to share his Werebear Shapeshifter Romance series called Taken by the Werebear. You can see how I build out that. And what happens is when someone lands on that page, my ideal reader is going to go, oh man, he's into paranormal romance. I am too. I love it. Werebear Shapeshifter Romance. That's it. Take my money. Again, you're getting it to where you're a bit more indexable. You're getting it to where you're more optimized, more readers can discover who you are. Next one, editorial review section. Now there's other little sections, by the way, that it breaks down in each one of your book's product pages, and each one of these works on your Kindle and your paperback books. I imagine in due time they're going to roll it out for audiobooks, but right now I don't see it open yet. But we'll be able to still put some of these things like editorial reviews. So if you have someone, say for instance, who does a review on Goodreads, or maybe you hire an editorial reviews through, say, NetGalley or Union Square Reviews or Kirkus, you can be able to insert that into there. Or maybe even Reader's Favorite does it. You can be able to copy and paste inside your editorial review section. Here's what you're going to need to do, though. Instead of just using editorial reviews to go ahead and shoehorn in a bunch of keywords, what you're going to do is find relevant keywords within a given review that you can kind of share. And it's going to be something really good about your book. And that way it entices someone with that third-party credibility and that keyword tossed in there. If for some reason you don't have the keyword in there, totally cool. Still throw in the editorial reviews because it really does pay off. And this is a perfect time to segue over to the fifth point. And keep in mind, I'm actually going to give you some final tips here. So don't go tuning out on this podcast just yet. Reviews. Reviews, reviews, reviews. Now, I've said to people, don't stress so much about reviews. But I didn't say you shouldn't worry about reviews at all. You should still try to gather reviews for your titles. One way or the other, try to get third-party credibility. So that way, what ends up happening is people are going to show up to your product page and there's some social proof. Now, you're probably going, but hang on a second, dude. You're talking about social proof and things like that, but has nothing to do with keyword optimization. Au contraire, what you will notice, you remember I was telling you about a word cloud inside the book description? You actually see the keywords that are commonly used in your reviews on your product page. There's a little word cloud that's there. So again, reviews, when someone says a specific keyword, helps validate a customer's search query. So when they show up on that page, they see that review. Ooh, I see this. Let me take a look at it. It's about Werebear, Shapeshifter, Romance, Short Story. Sorry, folks. We're just on that for today. And they go ahead and they can click on the specific keyword. It'll deliver that specific review to them and they'll go, oh, yay. I talk a lot more in depth about this in my new release called Amazon Reviews for Books. It's out everywhere. If you visit dalelinks.com/reviewsbook. Hey, I got a few final tips here before we start to wrap up today's podcast. First of all, special thanks to our sponsor, Fiverr. Get any number of premium freelance services on my preferred platform, Fiverr, when you visit dalelinks.com/Fiverr. It's greatly, greatly appreciated when you visit that affiliate link. So anytime that you make a purchase through that specific link, a small percentage of those sales comes back to benefit this channel. And I thank you so much for that. Final tips here, folks. Dial in your keywords for the reader, not an algorithm. The algorithm should just be a secondary thought. Yes, you should do your research. You should use the algorithm to figure out what customers are looking for. But at the end of the day, you need to find out what is going to be the best search terms and keywords that's going to benefit your reader and not just line your pockets. Build relevancy through sales. Cold, hard sales will build relevancy for a given set of keywords for your title. Followed by other smaller things like getting reviews, social shares, adding it to your wish list. A lot of the stuff I cover over inside the Amazon Reviews for Books. Next tip, change up your keywords every year or so based on your results. So if you're getting a ton of sales, don't touch it. If it ain't fixed, it's not broken. If it's not broken, don't fix it, all right? If your sales, though, are slowing down or not there at all, change them. You don't want to be doing this any sooner than about 30 to 90 days at a time, because you got to give the algorithm time to kind of categorize you properly, to send customers to you. And if you're just changing it every day or every week or every 2 weeks, you're not giving enough time for the algorithm to figure out, and you're just going to confuse it after a while. You're not going to know what's going to work and what isn't. We're going to be going down this particular trail again. And this is going to be the ongoing pattern when it comes to the podcast moving forward, where I'm going to stick around on a series and we're going to hang our hat on it for a minute. So we're going to talk about Amazon keyword optimization going into next week's podcast recording. We're specifically going to dive deep into those 7 keyword slots. It's the thing that's most popular. A lot of people always have a lot of questions about that. So why not break into it? If you want to really get a deep dive into this right away, you can grab a copy of Amazon Keywords for Books at dalelinks.com/keywordsbook. Again, that's dalelinks.com/keywordsbook. I've got a link inside the show notes for this podcast. Hey, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It's been a minute or two. I've had 20 or so reviews, but I'd love to see a little bit of love. If you can just pop on over there and give me your honest thoughts. If you think it's 1 star, tell me why you think it's 1 star. If you think it's 5 star, let's hear why you feel so strongly about that. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you folks next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.